9. We know we are already 100% worthy. You can't do anything to make yourself more worthy. Being more successful doesn't change your worth as a human. Your worthiness is indisputable. No matter what you've done, good or bad, you are as worthy as the person sitting next to you in Starbucks, the lady who just got arrested and is going to jail, and the baby who was just born in the last 10 minutes. We start worthy, we stay worthy, and we end worthy. Nothing we do ever changes any of that. You must know this before we start. You must understand that nothing you will do in this world of success can change or make you more of who you already are. Success will take it and show it to you in the work, and that is ridiculously fun to see. But whatever you create is only an expression of what you already are right now. Accomplishment doesn't change you, it just reveals you. If someone doesn't recognize your worthiness, it is an indication of what they can see, not what you are. If someone doesn't think you are good enough, they honestly don't know what they're talking about. I don't care if it was a teacher in school, your mother, your husband. If they can't see you for the complete and perfect human that you are, they have work to do to see your worthiness because you have nothing to prove. You will be complete and worthy when you blow your own mind with success, and you are complete and worthy right now in this moment. Fulfilling your potential won't increase you as a human in your worthiness in any way. No one exists or will ever exist that will be more worthy than you. Not the richest person in the world, not the smartest, not the best inventor, or the business person, or the Nobel Peace Prize winner. So we can all stop trying to be more worthy. It's exhausting and frankly a waste of time. It's already done. Check it off your to-do list. Let everyone know. You've completed the task of proving your worthiness to anyone. It's laughable. You're here, you're worthy. It's the truest thing I know, and there's not one shred of evidence to the contrary. It's for you to believe, enjoy, and stand into, no matter what you do next. Other people will not know what you're capable of. You are the only one who has claim to your possibility. This is one of the most magical freedoms of life, no matter where you come from or what your circumstances are. You get to decide what you believe is possible. And because it's your life and your future, there's absolutely nothing anyone can do about it. Dan Sullivan from The Strategic Coach once taught me that the future is our property. I love this. I love that it's mine and no one can be allowed to step foot on it without my permission. I get to do with my future what I choose to do with it. My future is nothing right now but my own possibility. And remember that possibility is always currently impossible by design. What you want to create in your future is not created now, and therefore it's temporarily impossible. So when people come to you and want to remind you of this now very obvious fact, do not use it as a reason to doubt yourself. Recognize it for the truth that it is and give them a wink. People don't mean to be rude or trample on your dreams. They just want you to be realistic so you don't get disappointed. They would rather you live a very disappointing life now rather than go for something and fail. They mean well, but they aren't for listening. Did you hear me? Do not listen to these people. They don't have good things for you. Failing after you've tried is always better than failing ahead of time. You will learn and grow and evolve, and all success requires this of you. Now listen, haters are people too. When you start to have extraordinary success, and you will, haters are going to come commenting. Let's call these haters the commenters. That is their superpower. They aren't very busy living extraordinary lives, so they spend a lot of time commenting on other people's. Have you noticed this truth? Did you ever see Oprah in the comments on Facebook complaining that someone isn't politically correct? Have you ever seen Bono get in a fight with a fellow commenter on YouTube? There's a reason for this. They're too busy being extraordinary than to be on the sidelines commenting. So let's decide now that you aren't going to listen to the non-constructive comments. And I mean ever. They are like the lobsters at the bottom of the pot trying to pull you back down. And as soon as you look at them, you will lose your focus. Keep climbing. Think of commenting like a sport, whether it's being done at a party, behind your back, or on Facebook. It's a sport that you don't play or watch. Period. The end. And that being said, don't hate the haters. The haters are all people too, and they all have reasons for why they have so much time on their hands to hate you and the other people. The more you understand their motives, the less upset you will be at them, and the more compassion you will feel. I'm going to let you in on something that you might not be aware of, and it is that some of your success haters are going to be people who love you. They're going to think they have some type of authority over your life, and they will feel compelled to give you proper direction. And here is what I want to tell you. You don't need their permission to do whatever the heck you want with your life, and that includes making a ton of money. Don't ask them what they think, and don't defend it as a decision. Just do it. They will still judge you quietly and often very out loud. Let them. It is your life, not theirs. If they want a life of moderate success, that's totally fine with us. We won't give them a hard time about it. But we also will not consider their opinion as we go about making enough money to buy 7 Lambos, not because we want to buy them, but because we have the option to buy them. I always say quietly in my head, your opinion is noted, and then I go about living my massively successful life. Do this. It's very, very fun. Your worthiness will not change. It won't change when you have more money. It won't change when people hate you or not hate you. It won't change when you get more approval or less approval. As you go through this process, the haters will come, and you may think that they're affecting your worthiness. They're attacking your worthiness, your intention, the trueness of who you are. Please don't ever question your own worthiness. No matter how many times you fail, no matter how many mistakes you make, no matter how many people disapprove of what you're doing, if you hang on to your worthiness and you know that it is always absolute and always complete, you will make it through. And you won't be any more worthy, but you will know your worthiness to be absolute because it will not be affected by any part of this journey.